Moncrief on News Talk.
As if things weren't bad enough, there is a chance of an asteroid hitting the moon sometime around 2032, and the debris of that impact then heading towards Earth. Space commentator Leo Enright has taken a break from digging his bunker to tell us about it. Afternoon, Leo.
Good afternoon, Sean.
Now, when we say there's a chance of it hitting the moon, how big is that chance?
Well, let's just say, Sean, that it's very small. I won't say infinitesimal, but it's small. However, I've read the paper makes this prediction, and they're a very, very respectable team of astronomers. So we have to take the possibility seriously, and if it happens, it could be a bit of fun.
When you say a bit of fun, what kind of, well, how big is this thing, by the way?
All right, it's relatively small. In Earth's terms, it would destroy Nina.
Okay.
So, you know, it's not that big.
Okay.
In astronomical terms.
Yes. Not great news if you're living in Nina, obviously.
Well, exactly.
But if something the size of Nina slams into the moon, what effect does that have on the moon?
Well, that's the thing. It all depends on where on the moon it hits. And at the moment, these astronomers, as I say, they're in Leiden in Holland, and they're respectable people. So they don't know yet where it would be potentially crashing on the moon. Somewhere south of the moon's equator is what they're thinking. In which case, depending on which direction it's coming and blah, blah, you know, just so much else, it could send a shedload of debris in our direction.
Mm.
Now, none of that is going to hurt anyone because this debris would be relatively small, but there could be a lot of it. And so what they're suspecting is that if we're lucky in a way, we might get a pretty spectacular meteor shower a few hours to days after this collision.
Okay. And now, on the moon itself, though, if this thing slams into the moon, I assume, apart from the dust and rocks that might head towards Earth, would there be kind of dust floating around the moon or a section of the moon for years and years?
You ask a very good question. This would be a problem for anybody who was thinking of sending astronauts to orbit the moon. It would also be a problem if this debris headed towards Earth. It would be a problem for people operating satellites. Like, for instance, you know, Ireland's first satellite, AirSat-1, which is still beeping away up there. It's things like that. I mean, this thing could be a shed storm. I'm trying to use the right word here. This could be a shed storm, heading into the orbital plane of all of those expensive satellites orbiting the Earth. So could do a significant amount of damage on a bad day.
Hmm. Okay. But it's traveling very fast, but it's still very far away, I assume. And so as time moves on, they'll get a more accurate idea of when or if it will hit the moon.
Well, you're exactly right. And in fact, I'm with the astronomers who are going to do that right now, because I'm in the great rebel city of Cork at UCC, and the annual meeting of the European Astronomers Society, these are the professional astronomers of Europe, they're actually meeting here this week, and they have a cunning plan, Sean.
Okay.
They are about to launch, or not launch, in fact, it'll be here on Earth. They have a system called Fly Sky. And the whole idea is that it has a fly's eyes. You know, when you go and try and swat a fly, they always seem to see you coming.
Mm.
Well, that's because they have these complex compound eyes, and all these little eyes that they have in their head, each one of them can spot movement. And the fly only pays attention to the information coming from the one eye of their hundreds of eyes, the one eye that tells them there's something coming from this direction. And what the astronomers have done very cleverly is they built a telescope that looks like a bug's eye. And that's going to stare at the sky, and it will spot if there's sudden worrying movement in any corner of our sky.
Right. Okay. If doomsday scenario, they maybe got their sums a bit wrong on this thing, or even if it hits the moon and something bigger than Nina breaks off the moon and heads towards Earth, is there anything we can do about that?
Oh, yes. Yeah. I mean, it's really quite, we're in an unusual period in human development. It's the first time in human history. Now, we don't know about other civilizations on other galaxies far, far away. But it's the first time in human history when if our bug-eyed telescope saw one of these coming at us, we do actually have the technology, Jim. We have the technology. We can actually address this problem. There's a European spacecraft, as we speak, called HERA, heading out towards an asteroid that the Americans collided with a couple of years ago. And it's part of a joint European-American effort to work out what would you need to push one of these things away from a trajectory towards Earth. So we are unique in human history that we're the first humans who can actually, if the worst comes to the worst, we actually have a real fighting chance. As they like to say, and they actually have buttons produced by the guys and gals behind this program. They actually have buttons said, you know, the dinosaurs didn't have this. Look what happened to them.
That's a positive spin on things. Leo, thanks a million. As ever, that was Leo Enright there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.